Did you go home and try to rest at all for an hour or whatever?
Yeah, I had a little downtime, not much, but a little.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind, but we knew it was coming, and it was well worth it. Looking back on it, it's 2 days. That's it, and it goes by really, really fast. And it's nonstop. There is no downtime.
No.
You are either at that golf course, or working, doing the show, or you're back at the house eating and hanging out. Well, I mean, I guess that's the downtime right there. Afterwards, just chilling out, which is great. And we had a good time last night with dinner and some more pool and.
But you don't get too much time alone in your room just sitting around staring off into space, that's for sure.
You go to your room to immediately go to bed.
There's no
That's
doubt.
it.
When you go to your room, it is time to fall asleep. And man, whenever, what was it, one last night? I was like, all right, 4 hours of waking up on the hour, every hour to make sure I don't oversleep. That was a little dodgy, little dusty, but. God, just, seeing now on TV, I've been watching it on my phone or TV or whatever since we rolled in, and seeing the course. And Danny, I know, were you watching it before the telecast came on, or did you go online?
No, I was watching Golf Channel, just
Oh, yeah.
watching the
Okay.
talking heads and getting
Yeah.
the updates.
It is cool. It is cool to look back there and see. They're focusing on the back nine now, clearly, as Spieth is back there. And, you're like, okay, there I was. I was right there. And then, boy, the talk of the tournament was the up and down that Spieth had on 16 when we were standing there yesterday. And just how absolutely brilliant that was.
Yeah.
How impossible it was.
Yeah.
His playing competitors said that, they were in awe of him as he sits here with a two-stroke lead.
Well, I will just say this about it, and I know I made this point a couple times yesterday, but the more I think about it and watch it on TV today, the more I think the point is worth bearing. I mean, TV is great. TV does a great job of covering this. HD looks wonderful. But you don't get anywhere near the full panoramic experience by watching it on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, this is absolutely one of those things that to really get the full effect and to really see what all that the Masters encapsulates, you've got to be there. I mean, if you like what you get on TV and you don't ever particularly want to go and you're fine with that, then that's great. Like I say, TV does a great job. It looks wonderful, but you're only seeing just a certain amount of it. There's a lot more that you don't get a feel for and don't see.
No. But it's not like you can just hey, you want to go to the Masters this week?
Yeah,
It's a
you can't just show up.
it's an investment. It is it takes planning, it takes an immense amount of time. I mean, it's
You can't be any geek off the street.
No, you really can't. And that's the one thing that kind of makes me crazy about it, is it's so difficult to get a ticket, a reasonable ticket. I mean, you're just going to be out a lot of money, and there's no two ways around it. And
Yeah.
it's not easy to get to either.
No,
You
no,
know,
it's
I mean,
not.
you got to. There is a direct flight, which I didn't know, that flies straight into Augusta from Dallas. Did
I
you know
had
that?
no idea. I didn't know that was possible.
Yes, you can leave at like 11 o'clock and land in Augusta at 3 o'clock. Scott was on that flight. Now,
Huh.
coming back out, they don't have a direct flight. But
What airline's that on?
I don't know. One of those little American Eagle-y, because it's all those smaller planes that land in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that airport's probably not real well suited for the big boys.
No. I mean, I really don't think a big plane can land there.
I bet it can.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it
In a
can.
pinch.
Yeah. But again, it's so worth it. If you have the opportunity, a guy just came up here and was talking. He was like, I got asked to go 2 years ago, and I was like, man, I'm just so busy this week, I can't do it. I'm like, dude. And he goes, now I heard you guys talking about it the last couple days, and I want to blow my head off.
It's really an outstanding trip. I'm really glad we got to go, and we certainly need to thank those involved in this, do we not?
I would say thank you to Gentleman Jack 1,000 times over. And thanks to Bruce and Scott and everybody affiliated with them for putting it together. And you know who the big winner was? Not only us and the Musers. You know who the biggest winner of the whole trip was?
Killer?
Killer.
Yeah.
You understand?
No, that was
Killer,
good, Killer
got like 4 days of Masters, like going out on the course.
Yeah, he got practice round. He got
Tuesday, Wednesday,
par three.
Thursday. Yes, Friday.
And two rounds of golf.
Yeah. Killer.
I play.
Well, good for Killer.
I mean, what an absolute just whirlwind year it's been for the Killer. Well, first, he gets moved to management.
Yeah.
He's my boss.
I don't like that aspect of him.
Yep. He's a manager now within Cumulus.
He's a changed man, too.
He gets married. He marries wealth.
Well, yeah. You also have to keep in mind that this 4 days in Augusta definitely takes his image up quite a bit in the eyes of the father-in-law.
Oh, boy. Who so disrespects him.
Oh, he hates him.
But now Killer has been to the Masters for 4 days.
Right.
And his rich father-in-law can't get there.
Yeah, I don't think his father-in-law's swing through spring training did too much to enhance the Killer's image in his view.
That was to his detriment.
But
you know, he had to buy the Killer golf clubs because his dad is like so into golf. And so Killer was hauling around this set of clubs that looked like something that he picked up a 7-iron from Zeebo's in Fort Worth. And then
one
got
at Goodwill.
A 4-iron at Tennyson. Yeah, picked one up at Goodwill. There was a putter on the side of the highway that he grabbed. And so he brought those clubs down there one time to play with his dad, his father-in-law. And as Killer tells the story, the next time he goes down there, the father-in-law was like telling the daughter, tell him just to bring that putter. I'll handle everything else. And
that's
he shows up. His father-in-law has bought him this giant, beautiful set of $1,500 worth of golf clubs.
What, did he have a Killer putter or something?
I think he had a legit putter, but that was really it.
Bring the putter. I'll handle everything
yes,
else.
He got a new bag.
He shows up, and he's got the Rodney Dangerfield Caddyshack bag that plays
yeah.
Stone in Love by Journey.
That shoots the clubs out of the bag.
Right.
Well, good for Killer.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him. Happy that he got a nice, huge little kiss out of this. And it was a wonderful time. I hope everybody enjoyed what we did from down there. And
yeah, I hope the broadcast came through okay.
Because it was a lot of fun with everybody. And just another of those magical ticket times that we've had so many of over the years. The end of those is not in sight, Corby.
No, sir, Michael. No, sir.
Girl. By the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters.
Just leave me alone on that one. Just let me live.
That's actually a drop that I fully authorize.